This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
You're right there, Vinny.
Yeah, it's late night latte. Can someone turn the lights off?
What do you mean?
Oh, this is not natural. This natural light at 7 p.m. at in the evening.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I feel like all those queens on Facebook that have been complaining.
Is that me too? Because I was complaining to you all week.
Oh, get happy, girl.
I can't get out of bed. It's hard, very hard.
Just roll over the other way.
How was your week, Benny?
Very shallow.
Oh, really?
No. My week was...
So daylight savings didn't mess with your head?
No. You know what messed with my head?
Me.
Yeah,
people
that can't adapt.
I can adapt, it just takes me a while.
No, you're no adapter.
I need a two-hour...
are no adapter.
Do you know I need a two-hour lead-in to get up? Out of bed in the morning?
You should have a shower in the morning and wake you
no,
up.
No, it's actually not the shower part. It's the getting out part that's hard.
Oh, and the queens on Facebook. Oh, going on and on. I was like, oh.
Was there a lot?
Yes, I thought really? They would be up and at them.
It's
an hour extra cock. Look at it that way.
So apart from daylight saving, not messing with your head, how else was your week?
Oh, don't get me wrong. It messed with me.
Did it?
Yeah, it messed with other parts.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't, you know, it wasn't an easy transition. But we don't tell everyone about it.
Oh, so you just...
It's the rainbow way.
You're the quiet achiever.
Yes, we're supposed to sparkle and be vibrant.
Regardless of anything that's going on in your life.
Because the beige will complain... Complaining about daylight savings is very beige.
It is very beige.
Oh, no, the piglets can't go to sleep. Oh, well, feed them brandy. What can I... Don't reproduce. What can I say? Do you know what I mean? Oh, my litter can't go to sleep. It's like, oh, for God's sake, tie your tubes. Can we go on a very, very serious note?
Why? Is that unusual?
I've got a confession to make.
Are you do I have to take the music away?
Yeah, it's very, very serious.
Really?
Yeah, put the music down. Benny Fat Latte arrived at the studio this evening.
Yeah, and 2 minutes before you had to go on.
No, hours before to prepare. And I went down to the back of the building.
Yes.
And was confronted with something very
Did
serious.
Someone flash you?
No. There was a package in our pigeonhole.
Oh.
In the Two Fat Lattes pigeonhole, there was a letter addressed to me.
Yes.
I couldn't cope. I had to go out and have a little mochaccino.
What's going on?
And a muffin to try and calm down from this serious allegation. It was a letter.
Yes.
Saying that there's been some behaviour that hasn't been... That's been a bit controversial.
Are you going all Letterman on me?
And there was photographs. And basically saying...
What have you done?
Basically trying to blackmail Benny Fat Latte.
Really?
Yes. And I have to come out and say publicly that I haven't had sex with anyone at Joy. Okay?
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't touched or done anything with anyone here at
but
Joy.
But they had photos.
Yes, of just me on my own. Today is a special day to celebrate because eBay turns 10.
Does it really? Has it been 10 years?
I've never used it.
So 99 it kicked on.
99... Yes.
I thought it was earlier than that somehow.
We were on air in 99, weren't we?
We were on air earlier than that.
No, but we should have... Why didn't we have a red balloon party?
Because I don't think eBay kind of creeped up on people.
No, 99 red luff balloons. We should have had a balloon party in 99.
Do you recall what you were doing in 99?
I was on my own.
Oh, so very different to now.
I always remember that. Yeah, so eBay turns 10 today.
Yeah. I know a couple of people that have bought some real crap on eBay.
Like what?
Well, I won't reveal who the person is, but...
You're talking about yourself.
No, I'm not. I've never touched eBay.
You've touched it.
I haven't.
Let me smell your finger.
But they bought, you know those anatomical things?
Yes.
Where you can pull pieces out of...
Like from a science room.
Yeah, like a human body.
Yeah.
But in a miniature version.
Why did they do that?
They bought it.
That's ridiculous.
But then they've got nothing to do with science or anatomy.
Were they beige or rainbow?
They're rainbow.
Rainbows with too much time on their hands.
Is that unusual?
They were verge. Did they have beige flu?
They must have.
Though I can smell a beige flu happening there.
So we what, have, sent have some, you purchased something from it?
We should have sent them some anti-gayolics.
Is that like Horlicks? You drink it with milk?
No, Horlicks is something quite different. They cost more.
Oh, okay.
Some people have sold, like some of the things they've sold, someone sold Pat Rafter's ponytail.
What, after he cut it?
Ooh.
Can they, imagine
holding
on?
Imagine holding on to his ponytail.
A little rat's tail.
Ooh, that's revolting.
You'd wash it every week.
Oh, it was someone in Perth.
Does that answer every question?
No, someone in Perth actually sold their entire life for $400,000.
Yes, I remember that. That was on Sunrise or one of those Today shows.
Oh, with Mel?
Yeah.
Did she wobble when she laughed? Someone sold a piece of Nutri-Grain that looked like E.T. for $1,035.
That's bloody good.
You should have sold, I'm telling you, you should
I've
have.
I've still got it.
You should have sold the spoon.
I've got a wooden spoon with the Madonna in it.
Frank's got a wooden spoon that has the Madonna on it.
An apparition in my spoon.
You should have actually done something with that.
I stopped cooking with it because she was probably giving me a sign.
No, she was in the right place at the right time. Because when you cook, there is a need for a miracle.
A bit of Marilyn there. And baby, you left me.
Oh, in the cold.
In the cold. Don't you love a good key change?
I do. And I love a good gender bender.
Yes.
Mm.
He did sound a little Boy George-ish in that.
Because he was actually born in Jamaica.
Was he?
Yeah, he was born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, I wouldn't
Jamaica.
Believe Wikipedia. People change.
Don't tell people. I'm the oracle. The oracle.
So you've just taken that out of your memory bank.
I've absorbed all his information from just listening to that song.
Well, they could all be wrong because, you know, people amend these pages.
You don't think he was born in Jamaica?
Oh, he may have been. Is that because of the dreads?
Well, I'm just thinking maybe that's where he get. Remember, because Boy George had a very Rastafarian sound when he first started.
He did.
Wasn't it?
Oh, you think he adopted it from Marilyn?
Well, I think this sort of thing happens through, you know, hanging out with people.
Yeah.
Things rubbing off on you.
Of course.
Yeah.
We speculate.
Well, yes, we are speculating. It's only Benny and Frank's opinion here. But I've got a funny feeling that it's, you know, like, because, you know, things are often, you know, attributed to people. And like certain looks and fashions and things. But, you know, often, you know, they were just maybe the conduit.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Boy George got popular, but it was actually Marilyn that made him popular.
Maybe.
Because
He was actually the one that looked a bit more, you know, like he was, you know, adopted
transgender.
That whole. Yes.
That androgyny look. Apparently singing karaoke is not good for you, Benny.
It's dreadful
not
for your
Not good
health.
For your health.
It's no, because people throw bottles.
Well, you're kind of right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was joking.
No, don't joke, because it actually happened.
What happened?
Well, some woman was singing karaoke in a sports bar. Well, there's your problem right there.
Oh, please.
But she was attacked, Benny, attacked. Six other women who didn't like her performance.
Can happen.
Do you reckon? Karaoke is supposed to be nice and people sing
there
along.
There is nothing nice about it.
You know, they have a drink, they have a great time.
They
she
actually,
must have been
no,
bloody awful.
I think they encourage drinking. Don't you think?
I don't know. It was in the States, so I'm not sure what they're like.
Oh, so they ate a few Twinkies and then had a few beers and then bashed each other up.
She was singing some song by a Colombian singer called Juanes.
Oh, well, I would have clubbed her too. No one ever attempts Latino American.
The song was called Adios Lo Pido.
Oh, see.
So, God, I pity him or something like that.
Was she? Did she? Could she speak Spanish?
Well, whether it, she could sing it or whether it's she was an American trying to sing in Spanish.
Let's build a let's.
Are you building a profile here?
I was just going to sew a tapestry here.
She was punched in her head, and they pulled her hair as well.
Can we not get into details like
but,
that?
You know, that's a bit vicious.
Frank, there's no need.
There's no song that is that bad that requires that kind of assault.
Yes, there is. There's a couple by Madonna, a few by Kylie, and one by Danny.
Benny, there's a campaign that's going on in Perth that wants to go national.
Where?
In Perth. And we've got somebody on the phone that actually is instrumental in that campaign.
Really?
Hello?
Hi, Lato.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm festering.
Why are you festering?
Well, I had to rush home to try and catch this call because not only are we 3 hours behind you, we're actually 3 centuries behind you as well.
Oh, well, it's life is good in the 21st century, just let me tell you.
Now, it's great. I believe you're in trying to be have this campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're actually trying to do?
Well, okay. Well, the background is that I was born in Perth, but I had been living in Melbourne for 5 years, and suddenly I discovered internal plumbing and all kinds of things. And
not your own.
Scary. Came back and had to try and acclimatise to shops closing at 6 o'clock every night.
Did you have to buy a generator?
Well, at night I sit on my bike and sometimes I have lights, but otherwise I'm lazy, no.
That's why we have hamsters.
No, but anyway.
So what's wrong in Perth?
There's no Sunday trading. There's late night shopping only on Thursdays until 9.
Oh, so what do you people want?
We want to be modernised, damn it.
So you're completely spoilt here in Melbourne. Is that what you're telling me?
I was.
So you're saying on a Monday, like on a normal day, like shops close at?
6 o'clock.
But that you can't buy anything anywhere else, can you? Like shop.
We do have some IGAs where you'll pay $50 for a loaf of bread.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yes.
Do you have any 24-hour... Is that a magpie talking to you?
It is, sorry. It's got a West Australian accent.
Very long and drawn out. Yeah. So you're saying that you don't have 24-hour Coles My... not Coles My, but just Coles or supermarket?
I'm trying to think if there
that
are
That is a
any...
weird magpie.
Is that a magpie, seriously?
It honestly is. There's also tumbleweeds.
Oh, my God. That's really
good. No, I should actually say there probably is a 24-hour somewhere. Someone in Rockingham or someone, you know, might ring you and say, yeah.
But there's one.
Rockingham is like Frankston.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in terms of it's far away.
Yeah, and... Yeah.
So if you needed a Tammy, you couldn't just get in the car and drive to Rockingham to get a packet of tampons.
No, but you can go to IGA. We've got one pharmacy in WA that's open 24 hours.
Oh, but what do you want? You're saying it like you're complaining about it. Isn't one enough?
Listen, I'm not just talking about normal retail hours. I mean, we've got people that come here to work in the mines that get paid a fortune.
Yes.
And what do they get to do at night?
They get to play in the mining town.
Yeah.
And then they come to Perth for the weekend to be totally bored shitless.
Louisa, I wanted to know how your campaign's going. Have you got a lot of people on board?
Well,
is it gone national yet?
I don't think so, but I do have the Mayor of Perth behind me. I got a personal email from her.
Anyone else?
Couple of hillbillies.
So you would like to see shops open till 9 p.m. Do the shops close at lunchtime on Saturday?
Not anymore.
Do you people have ATMs?
Yes, in fact, there's a huge fraud issue going on at the moment with people skimming them, so it's really great.
Oh, great. If there are any
you know, rainbows out there who are willing to help the West Australians get to the 21st century now, they can go to our to thetwofatlattes.com or to www.choiceatthecheckout.com.au.
Good
All
luck.
Right, and hopefully you'll get electric lights very shortly.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Hello, lush, lavish and luminous lattes. Apparently you guys are hosting a special event.
We are?
Yes, a patio.
Have we told? Have we been told?
Apparently it's a patio pool party called Bikini Latte. Any details? No.
Is there a dress code?
Is there a dress code? And that's from the gorgeous Simo in East St Kilda. I think Simo from East St Kilda is making things up. I think they're his wild fantasies being broadcast into the
ether. Can you picture us in bikinis?
No.
No, exactly.
Imagine Chewbacca in a one piece.
Chewbacca in a one piece.
Yes.
I can imagine that.
Smuggling an otter. Not good look. David, David in Western Australia has written in and he said, hey, diddle, diddle. I was just singing that track today. He was singing the Marilyn. Baby, you left me in the rain.
In the cold.
Rain, cold.
Well, it's Dave. You know,
on your Dave.
We're on your wavelength.
Another Dave has written in. Actually, it's Daphne Drizzlepiss from London. Marilyn lives in a bedsit these days, the poor thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, she spent all her dosh. I remember at the school. I remember at school talking about her after she spat on Bert Newton.
She spat on Bert?
Oh, no, she spat on the Bert Newton show.
But not on Bert
Newton. I don't think it actually reached Bert Newton. Hello, boys. I'm seeking information on the pigs that used to mow the lawn on Dandenong Road. Specifically, I'd like confirmation that they existed. Ditto the MacRib. What's that mean?
Why? I don't know.
Does anyone know what
that
means?
I don't decipher.
Were there pigs mowing the lawn? Surely the police have better things to do than mow the lawn on Dandenong Road.
Maybe they were real pigs.
Oh, like eating
like
the grass.
Animal circus.
Like the Sicilian lawnmower.
Possibly.
We used to have a Sicilian lawnmower.
Was it a sheep or a pig?
It was a goat.
They're good.
And we used to just have it on a pole. It wasn't a pole dancing.
And it didn't go round.
You just went round in circles and just mowed the lawn.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
And then you move the pole every now and then.
Then you put it in a casserole dish. All our pets ended up as main course. That's the beauty of being Italian. All your pets. You actually eat all your pets.
weren't you disappointed when your parents told you that it was Doris the goat that you were eating?
No. You get over it. I think that's one of the reasons I'm single. Because I just know I'll probably end up eating my boyfriend.
You're with the Two Fat Lattes and you are doing the Homo Helpline.
Have you got your gloves on?
We've got some smooth music.
Oh, we have. We're just going to ease people into it.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I just want everyone to lie back. Close your eyes, get your fingers away from there, and grab your G&T.
You do need a G&T with this.
Or maybe a Campari. Campari and grapefruit. Because it is dark now, so you can't. It's officially time for a Brandy Alexander.
And crack open the first Homo Helpline, Benny.
The first Homo Helpline this evening. It comes to us from a lovely young man by the name of Trevor. Trevor says, "Dear Homo Helpline, where does a man go to meet others? I'm not meaning beats or toilet blocks, etc. And I'm not meaning to meet at a la sauna."
Right, okay.
"If I go to a gay bar, it seems like I'm non-existent."
Right.
"I went to the Joy Football Grand Final recently and a guy spoke to me."
Well, that's good.
"Yeah. No matter how much eye contact I tried to make, I may as well have been blind."
But a guy spoke to him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that worked. Anyway, so he did a lot of eye contact. He says here, even some of our Leso friends chatted to me.
So quickly. He's feeling a little depressed.
He's feeling a bit delusional. A bit disillusioned, I think.
Not delusional.
Not delusional.
Disillusioned. Let's
he says
get that
here
right.
too, is it possible to do some joy events on at the rooftop at Bourke Street because it's a lot brighter and lighter and you can actually see people.
We need a bit of variety in life.
So he says here, ladies, your suggestions for an older man would be appreciated. Bleached bottom, North Fitzroy.
What's your suggestion, Benny?
Shall we tackle it one step at a time? So the first part of the question was, where does a man go to meet others? Out.
Well, not necessarily. There can be other options. You don't necessarily have to go to a particular bar or cafe or event to meet people. You can, you know, the best way of meeting people is through friends.
That's true.
You know, barbecues are always great because it's very relaxed.
Yeah, but no one has them, Frank.
Oh, people do.
Who?
Some people.
People don't do it.
Some people do, Benny.
When's the last party you went to?
Well, I'm not saying me personally, but...
Oh, well, you are a person.
You have one, and I'll come to that.
Well, in actual fact, Frank...
Yes.
I've invited you
to my place for a barbie.
Yeah, but you've got a big deck.
Yes, that's the idea.
Yeah, but I don't
have everyone on my deck.
I don't have a deck, or I don't have like a place for a barbecue, so I can't have... But I've had people over for dinners and lunches.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. But that's how...
It's not quite the same.
But the host needs to think very carefully.
Yes.
To put the people together that will go along together.
We're talking about... See, what we've lost the art of is the open invitation, like bring friends. You know, like it's very... Melbourne has become very closed.
Do you think so?
Yes. It's, you know, it's not like... What we do need in Melbourne are more of those kids like Corey Worthington.
Do you really think we need that?
Yes, we do.
But he's a bit the other extreme.
Yes, he's beige. If he was rainbow, that party would have gone off without a hitch.
Do you reckon?
They would have been all fed. They would have been watered. People would have walked around going, oh, that was fabulous.
Right.
But because it was beige...
It didn't hit the mark.
Yeah, it wasn't in the right location, let's say.
Apparently a city in central Taiwan, not necessarily Taipei... is offering shopping vouchers.
Of course you came up with this story.
To those who scoop up dog poop in a bid to clean up the city. Do you know that? So if you go pick up dog poo...
There's like a blood bank.
I just wonder if you have to bring the poo to
yeah, of course you do. They have to weigh it. It's by the kilo.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
Do you reckon you have to bring it to get your shopping vouchers?
Yes, you bring your kilo of poo and you get
a kilo of poo?
Yeah.
For $3.
$3?
Yeah, every kilo of poo, they get $3.
Wow.
And then they can redeem it at a local store.
And if you're out there in Radioland eating your dinner, welcome to the Two Fat Lattes.
I thought that was an interesting thing. Because in Paris, they do need something like that.
But they don't pay anyone.
No, they just leave. Step in it.
Yeah.
I had a many a shoe scraping incident in Paris.
Oh, that's filthy. What else could we collect for money? But what do they do?
Bottle tops.
But what do they do with it?
The poo. They'd probably just throw it.
Please don't tell me they make dim sims. No.
It doesn't actually go that far. It doesn't actually say what they do with the...
pate parcels. Hey... Because I was at Northland.
Oh, don't.
And someone bit into one, into a samosa-looking thing. It did smell rather pensioner.
Here's Madonna. Here, enjoy.
Speaking of pensioner. We only received one Homer helpline tonight from the lovely Trevor in Fitzroy. And we... had someone to talk to. It's Kelvin, who sent us a little message about that we should organise a singles party with cookies and cucumber sandwiches.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hello.
How's your dinner going?
Thanks for the pate parcels. It goes down a treat.
Oh, you, Kelvin. Now, listen, what's this about the party? What are you saying? What are you doing?
You guys are talking about people getting a bit too scared in some ways about meeting up because of the sex factor.
Yes.
And all that. I mean, having sex is great fun, but sometimes it's just not about sex.
It gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, it's sometimes great to just meet the people and chat. And chatting to people doesn't mean automatically you need sex, you want sex. It's just being friendly.
Have you been friendly recently?
I've been friendly. I've always been friendly with people. I love meeting people.
You're a little rainbow soldier, a little latte soldier.
Yes.
Yeah, good on you. Well, you know, we could try. We did our breakfast a little while ago. I suppose we could try and do another breakfast, couldn't we, Frank?
We could try.
Yes.
Why not? Because now the sun's coming out, a bit warmer, would you come along to a breakfast?
Absolutely.
Or do we need, you know, I think one of the problems with the breakfast is it's a bit early in the day for some rainbows.
We love an early start.
Do you love an early start or are you much better in the afternoon?
It depends on what I've been doing the night before.
He's a very diplomatic person.
Oh, getting friendly. Kelvin, you're supposed to not be working on that level.
Really?
Isn't that why you rang us?
What sort of level should I be? Should I shift gears now?
No. We're open to any suggestions, but do you really think cucumber sandwiches will work?
I think that's gorgeous. It's an old classic. I think it will work.
With a bit of Pimm's and lemonade.
That sounds yummy.
I like my cucumber slices in my water. Don't you?
Or Hendrix with a slice of cucumber.
Yeah, that's right.
Lovely. Thank you for your little message to us, and we will certainly take that on board.
And if you have something, invite us.
Absolutely.
Have you organised anything at your place recently?
Not for a long while.
So yeah, why not?
I might think about it, and I'll invite the both of you.
No, but on another level, why not? No,
seriously.
Because this is like research.
Work's driving me nuts at the moment.
See? So it's a work thing.
It's time.
It's you're sort of time poor.
Yes.
We can workshop something.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. You're on, Kelvin.
Thank you, Kelvin.
Excellent. Thanks for lovely
Have
evening,
a great
guys.
Night. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. Another time poor person.
Excellent.
We are all in the same boat, Benny.
Yeah, it's the Titanic.
And on the phone I have someone that's just called in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, it's Lola.
It's Lourdes.
Lola.
Lourdes.
Doesn't your mum call you Lola?
My mum just calls me late for dinner.
Okay.
My mum was on, I was just watching on the internet.
What do you mean?
Well, I was looking on the internet.
Yeah.
And my mum was in a comedy show.
Yes.
Like on,
She was on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Did you see it?
I did see it. I think
Wasn't she pathetic? I'm so embarrassed to be chicaning.
I know. It's bad, isn't it?
I said, Mum, you're an embarrassment. My mum looks a little bit different.
She does look a little bit different.
I think she told me that she got bitten by a wasp.
Really?
And I said, well, thank God, Mum, that the wasp bit you on both sides of the face. You're very lucky.
Thanks, Lola.
My mum can swallow Coke bottles.
I'm sure she can. Yeah. Ciao. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.